Would you like to stand up for a moment and just have a little stretch?
And then we will meditate.
Yes, light a candle. Candle is always the great sacramental. Are you translating it right then? It's always the great sacramental sign of the presence of Christ. But the real light, of course, of Christ shines within us. So, just take a moment to have a little stretch. Would you like to put your arms over your head? Stretch as high as you can go. And move your arms to your shoulder length. And this is the posture of prayer for the early Christians. Move your arms back so that you are stretching your chest open. Don't do it too hard because I'm not insured. And this is a beautiful gesture of prayer because it's about opening ourselves, about waiting for the embrace. Okay, then put your arms by your side and just stand straight on a line from the crown of your head to the heels of your feet. Take a moment to settle in that posture. Be aware of your breathing for a few moments as you breathe in, accepting the gift of life, and as you breathe out, returning that gift to the one who gives it to us. And that essentially is the meaning of meditation. We accept the gift of our being from God and we let it go. Meditation is the practice of poverty of spirit, letting go and letting God be. And in the silence and the stillness of our meditation now, the treasure of the kingdom of God naturally arises. We don't have to think it, we just have to be it to receive it. So let's sit down. The basic rule of posture is to sit still, physically still, and that is a discipline in itself. And therefore you want to sit comfortably with your back straight, your feet on the ground, put your hands on your lap or on your knees, relax your shoulders, let your shoulders be gentle, the muscles of your face relax. Breathe normally. Close your eyes lightly. And then we begin the work. It's important to see meditation as a spiritual work. We take our word. Could take the name Jesus or the word Abba. The word I would recommend is the word Maranatha. If you choose this word, say it as four syllables, Maranatha. And say the word gently, without force. Say it with your full attention and say it faithfully. So when the mind wanders, just come back humbly to your work. Don't evaluate your meditation. Don't feel that you're succeeding or failing. The feeling of failure is simply another distraction. So that means that we say the word simply, without self-analysis, without self-evaluation, without competition, and without demands or expectations. In other words, we're simply being present to God's presence to us. As you say the word, listen to it. I would suggest you don't visualize the word, but listen to it as a sound. And allow it to lead you gently from the mind to the heart, and from thought to silence. Ma, ra, na, ba. Ma, ra, na, ta. from the Gospel. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who found a treasure buried in a field. He buried it again, and for sheer joy went and sold everything he had and bought the field. Again he said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of very great value, he sold everything he had and bought it." The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, is the heart of Jesus' teaching. And the Christian sees Jesus as the embodiment of that kingdom. These two parables teach us something about the way of meditation as a way into the kingdom. In the first, the man finds the treasure buried in a field. Perhaps the field is our heart, or perhaps the field is our entire life. He finds it by chance. But finding it fills him with joy, because he realizes this is the source of all happiness, the source of all truth. And so he sells everything else in order to make this kingdom the center of his life. And in the second parable, very similar, the merchant also finds the pearl of great price, and he also sells everything he has to buy it. But the merchant is looking for the pearl. That's his work. He's seeking, and because he seeks, he finds. And I think these two parables describe two aspects of our practice of meditation in Christian faith. The first parable reminds us that the kingdom is a gift. Contemplation is a grace, not something we can gain by a technique or by force, something we receive as a gift. But the second parable reminds us that we have to prepare ourselves for this discovery, that we have to be actively seeking. We have to have a practice. And that's the discipline of meditation, the daily practice. And the two go together and make up a good spirituality for life. I was speaking to a young woman recently who had been looking for a long time for some spiritual purpose in her life. And she said to me, speaking about her experience of meditation and community, I'm so glad to have found a discipline. I'm so grateful that I found this discipline. These two parables, and indeed all the words of Jesus, I think point towards this deeper level of our life, which we can so easily lose in the activity and noise of our modern culture. And at this deep dimension, which we open through the practice and through the discipline of meditation, we realize the full wonder and the full presence of the kingdom of God in our lives.